This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, a look at the new movies being produced in town and how you might be able to play a part in them. And we'll have a look at childhood poverty in the tri-state area. Joining me now is Cincinnati Business Courier reporter Steve Watkins. We learned yesterday that Kroger has acquired the majority of Cincinnati-based Dunnhumby USA, the data analysis company that provides it with customer information. And Steve joins us for a look at the acquisition and the resulting new firm and what it could mean for the supermarket giant. And Steve, Kroger and Dunnhumby USA, they've had a business relationship before this acquisition, and what was that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's gone on for years. And Kroger owned 50% of Dunnhumby. Dunnhumby's parent back in Great Britain owned the other 50%. And basically, analysts for several years have given Kroger a lot of kudos for the advantage that they get from their dealings with Dunnhumby. Dunnhumby has done a lot of analysis for Kroger on all the information they gather on customers. So when you go to the store and you run your card through, Kroger gathers all that information about what people buy, when they buy it, what types of products they like and don't like. And Dunnhumby uses all of its analytical tools to help Kroger decide how much they should charge, what kind of products they should carry, all those kind of things. And as I said, for years, analysts have said this really gives Kroger an advantage over a lot of their competitors. So they've had a long and storied history together.
So it was a 50-50 split before this. What's it going to be now?
Yeah, they haven't said, but Kroger now owns the majority of what was Dunnhumby USA. They basically acquired the part of Dunnhumby that worked with Kroger, and Kroger was by far Dunnhumby USA's biggest client. So Kroger owns definitely more than half of the old Dunnhumby USA, and they broke it out into this new company called 8451. And the rest of Dunnhumby still remains. It's not part of Kroger. It doesn't deal with Kroger anymore. It basically deals with all the other clients that Dunnhumby had. And there are companies like Macy's, which is based here, Home Depot, other big companies, retailers, and others.
So 8451 is going to be the name of the new company. Why did they pick that name?
Yeah, it's interesting. And for one thing, a lot of people, I don't think, were quite sure how to pronounce it because it's written as 84.51 degrees.
Might be a radio station.
it almost is like a radio station. And it is an indication of the longitude of the new office that they have built, which is at 6th, or I guess it's between 5th and 6th, and Ray Streets downtown, actually about a block from our Business Courier offices. But they decided to pick the longitude of that office as the name for the company.
So do we have any idea how much Kroger is going to pay for this acquisition?
No, they haven't said, and I've talked to some analysts, and they haven't had much idea either. So, it is a significant thing, but often they don't say in these things. It's possible it'll come out later. One thing that is interesting about it is both sides kind of get an advantage that they didn't have. Kroger can now use other data analysis tools that aren't part of Dunnhumby, and Dunnhumby can go out and solicit business from Kroger's competitors, other supermarkets. And before, there was kind of an exclusivity agreement on both sides. So that's one of the advantages that both sides get out of this deal.
So they're now free to pursue other agreements. Okay.
That's right, yeah. And so Kroger, in fact, I talked to Stuart Aitken, who was the head of Dunnhumby USA here in Cincinnati and now is the CEO of 8451, which again is now part of Kroger. And Stuart said he thought because Kroger and in turn 8451 can use other tools and resources that they weren't able to before, he feels like that's going to give even greater value to Kroger customers, that Kroger's going to be able to target offers and things like that even better than they have before. So we'll see.
How's this going to affect Dunnhumby employees, Steve?
Well, about 500 of them, there were 700, about 500 of them come over to now work for Kroger through 8451. And when I asked Stuart Aitken about that yesterday, he said basically the way they divided them up is just if you worked on the Kroger account, you came over to 8451. If you worked on the other accounts, you stayed with Dunnhumby. So about 500 of them The vast majority of those are in Cincinnati, are now 8,451 employees. About 200 stay with Dunnhumby, and Dunnhumby has many of those downtown in their old office building on West 3rd Street downtown, and then some are in regional offices. They've got a few other offices around the country, and those people will still work on the other Dunnhumby accounts. As I mentioned, places like Macy's and Home Depot that were and still are clients of Dunnhumby.
And Stuart Aitken's the head of the new company, is that, did I hear that right?
Yep. Yes, okay. He's the CEO, and again, it might be a little confusing to people. They're actually a wholly owned subsidiary now of Kroger. In the past, it was a 50-50 joint venture, but now they're a wholly owned subsidiary, so they are ultimately Kroger employees. And I asked Stuart about that. I said, how does that affect the culture? You know, you're now part of a giant company. I think they're 24th on the Fortune 100. And, you know, he said, we're going to keep our independence in terms of the way we operate and the culture and things like that. So, and Kroger would be wise, I'm sure, to let them continue to operate in their culture. It's been very successful in the past.
Any idea yet who's going to take over Dunnhumby?
No. In fact, it's interesting. That's one question I asked of the Dunnhumby public relations people and haven't heard back yet. So they might not be ready to announce that. I got the sense that they've decided that. It certainly would make sense now that Stuart's not there, that they have decided it and probably will be announcing it soon. But we haven't heard yet.
Thank you, Steve.
Sure. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Steve Watkins with the Cincinnati Business Courier, and you can find a link to Steve's reporting on the deal between Kroger and Dunnhumby at WVXU.org.